Good morning, Orville. Today is Monday, 25th of February, and right now it's partly cloudy and 23 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says partly cloudy in the morning, then clear with temperatures ranging from low of 23 to high of 29 degrees Celsius. Winds from northeast at 5 to 20 kilometers per hour. Later on we can expect clear in the evening, then mostly cloudy, northerly winds at 10 to 20 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 81 and it will drop on 55% by noon. Moon is full today, traditionally called the Lantern Moon in the English-speaking world, the name given to the third full moon of winter. It is in zodiac sign Virgo and the phase of totality occurs at 56 minutes after midnight. Illumination of the moon disk is of course 100% and the Virgo full moon signifies the time of taking care of ourselves and observing how we look after ourselves physically, emotionally and spiritually. Virgo gives us the opportunity to expand beyond our limitations. This energy helps us to look at the message of our dreams and vision and make them a reality with the assistance of the practical Virgo lunar energy. We are in front of Town Hall and here is with us, can you introduce yourself?
This is Saravanan from Aranya. I'm living in Aranya forest for the last 20 years. When we started that place, that's the first land for Orville. 1964 and same February 28th or 27th, they bought it, that land. After 30 years, nobody take care. We called AGRC, Orville Green Work Resource Center. They put a project for developed indigenous species. The coastal development project.
That is next to Sadhana Forest, right?
Yes, yes. That's the first land for Orville.
And you are sitting here because you are actually fasting, yeah? Because you seek justice. What kind of justice? What's going on?
Because this is know about what is going on in Orville game. Because last 20 years I'm living, last 47 years, they all gaming me. They not allowed any development in my place. Because somebody donors comes or somebody given for donation or somebody given project, they all stopped. Some people sitting and stopped.
Who they?
I don't want to say.
You don't
some
want
people, that's all. I don't want to open like that.
So, you propose to, let's say, the committees which are in charge, some project. Which projects do you propose?
Now I'm putting a sire, under the sire I'm doing some education work. That is, they already allocated my project, a small building, small office and building center for whoever kids coming, stay for a meeting hall and like that. They already allocated, but now the LRT, they stopped my project.
Do you know why?
They say that is out of master plan area. We don't want to give any government grant.
You said some donations were given to you already for that, yeah?
That is earlier, before.
Yeah, what have you done with them?
So one of my friend came, they want to give some donation for us for building work and like that. That some people, they say, no, not given that place, we want to give here, we need some money and like that. They mind divided, they put it. And also, 2005, one of Orville friends, they want development in Aranya. They came and with us, they started building work for education center. Halfway, they return it.
Aranya, okay. Aranya is a community.
Yes.
How many people live in the
right
community?
Right now, I am alone.
You are alone?
Yeah.
And how big is the Aranya?
That is nearly, our Orville land is 64 acres.
64 acres and what?
And government land are totally 100 acres.
So what do you do there?
It's a nice forest now. For indigenous forest.
So you're taking care about the forest?
Yes.
How you support yourself for living?
Right now, forest group supporting for basic maintenance and my own things, my own property, whatever comes income, I put some money, I developing that.
And when was the last time you proposed that you would like to build a school? You said a school, some educational center for the bioregion children?
Yes. This is actually last 2011 we put it that project for 5 years plan in Sayer. They approved FAMC and governing board approved. Now they want to release the money, the last minute they stop.
You're supposed to get grants?
Yeah.
The government grants?
Yeah.
And they stop it?
Yeah.
How much money do you need?
That's only 20 lakhs.
Only 20 lakhs. And
only small amount.
Okay, so how come you decided you came this morning, yeah?
Because I'm already several times mailed it to working several groups, no?
So today you decided that...
Yeah, I'm already declared to date time also. But they're not responding anything. They say that please wait, we're going dialogue or whatever. You come and talk to also. They're not calling me. They're not anything answer. That way I'm sitting.
So you have a feeling that you're not hurt?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How long are you planning to sit here?
Till problem finishes.
And you are also fasting, yeah?
Yeah.
So your optimum be you would like to talk to FM people who are in charge of FMC and LRD?
Mainly working committee, they come and talk to me. That is our working group, no? Mm-hmm. That is the main authority.
Then another but you requested them for...
Yeah, working committee or FMC, whoever, both of them.
Have you ever went to Orville Council?
Not it.
You didn't
because
send
I sent it mail. Orville Council also, I sent it mail.
And there was no reply?
No reply. All groups I send it.
So you would sit here and fast until somebody doesn't come and talk to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I see that.
Okay.
Hope.
This week, as we all know it, on 28th of February, on Thursday, will be a collective meditation with Downfire at the Matra Mandir Amphitheater. The fire will be lit at 5:15 a.m. and we will listen translation of the text A New World is Born from the Mother's Entreaties. Entrance from Second Banyan Gate only and gates open at 4:30 a.m. All are requested to come early and be seated by 5 a.m. Those with camera must take their seat on the southern side of amphitheater at the photo spot. Photography without flash, please. And we should also keep in mind that the access will be limited to the amphitheater and up to 7 a.m. only. From Mati Mandirmi is also a special request to all to help create and maintain an atmosphere of silence and concentration. Today, Raga Tapasya Festival of Sacred Music starts here in Orville and in Pondicherry, and it will be going on until 2nd of March. So tonight we will hear Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bar at Niva's Pavilion of Indian Culture and International Zone at 8 p.m, Sri Kalanji Das on sitar and TBC on second tabla. Tomorrow and Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. at Sauchu, Vijay Kichlu will give a lecture and demonstration of melodic management of Indian classical music. Tomorrow evening again at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium at 8 p.m. we can listen to Shubhra Guha on vocal, Sri Soman Nandi on tabla and Sanjukta Biswas on harmonium. On Wednesday, also at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium at 8 p.m, Abhishek Lahiri will play sarod and TBC will be on second tabla. On Saturday, at the last performance of Raga Tapasya, we will begin at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium at 8 p.m. with Sanjukta Biswas and Sri Soman Nandi on tabla with Sabina Islam on harmonium. Tomorrow at 6 p.m. at Matra Mandir Amphitheater, Mark Vella with his traveling piano is offering to the community Le Port de Monde. Entrance from Second Banyan. And they're asking us to be seated by 5:45 p.m. Of course, I think most of us, we do remember Mark's beautiful appearance and some concert he has given to us last year, just after Cyclone Tain, and his wonderful project of Caravan of Love. Tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, we can listen to Introduction to Integral Education. What is the ideal of integral education? Which are the schools and activities we can find in Orville for the children? With a lively PowerPoint presentation, you will get some glimpses into this vast subject and the chance to meet several educators talking about their work through video clips. IKEA will give the presentation. She is one of the team members of Lila Loca, a self-learning and resource center for our child. Afterwards, it will be the opportunity to interact with all the members of Lila Loca team. And here's a call for our Resident Assembly decision-making process in which the Resident Assembly Service on behalf of the Working Committee calls a concerned Orovillian to participate in a decision-making process to decide whether Oroville will apply by 1st of May 2013 for inscription in the tentative list of India as World Heritage Site. General meeting will be held on Friday, 1st of March at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone. On Saturday, 2nd of March at 8 p.m. at Kripa, we can listen to piano concert with Helmut with a special guest Chloe on transversal flute and bansuri. They will share with the audience music with Indian and classical jazz elements. On Saturday between 2 to 6 p.m., we are invited to Baraka Mega Mini Fair, brought to us by Baraka Horses and Hecate Fencing, where we would be able to enjoy delicious snacks and drinks, starts with exquisite teas, exotic cucumber pickles, and where we could watch gripping stunts, gape at stunning choreography, and eventually possess unique masterpiece out of wood and other materials. Meanwhile, the great and unconquerable Knight Order, Hecate, announces, "Become H. Robin's apprentice and impress the princess with your amazing precision. Challenge a medieval gladiator in a combat for gold and glory, and witness real musketeers in breathtaking action." That sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't it? On Friday and Saturday, 1st and 2nd of March, Swaram is celebrating their 10th anniversary, and for that occasion they will share with community open house from 10 to 5 p.m. in their showroom and workshops. We would be able to indulge in sounds, music and the beauty of Swaram's musical instruments and meet the team and the artisan attend one of the workshops. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen film Building Matrimandir, Labor of Love, 1971-2008, and the mother described the Matrimandir as the living symbol of Auroville's aspiration for the divine, and the Matrimandir will be the soul of Auroville. The French Pavilion, in French on Wednesday 27th at 5 p.m. and in English on Saturday 2nd of March at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, presents Harvest of the Future by Marie-Monique Robin. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, this week they still follow Tagore series, in which today at 8 p.m. we can see Drama Laboratory, made in India 2010 by director Raja Sen. And tomorrow they will screen comedy, drama, thriller, Noble Thief, made in India 2011 by writer and director Suman Ghosh. And on Wednesday we can see drama Charulata, made in India 2012 by director Agnideo Chatterjee. From Savitri, Book 3, Canto 2, on page 315, we read, "This light comes not by struggle or by thought. In the mind silence the transcendent acts, and the hushed heart hears the unuttered word." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on auroville.org.